Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and that's my website too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out. You can read, you can listen, you can watch the videos, lots of stuff there. You got 5 seconds, you got 3 minutes anywhere in between. We got something you can read or listen to or watch there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. We ask a different question every week. We want to know what you think. And when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. And that newsletter thing is free. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Having a great visit with our good friend Joanna Brandy, original founding member of our Brain Trust. 15 and a half years that she's been with us patiently and an abiding resource for us. And one of our favorite folks. She's the president and the founder of Joanna Brandy and Company, the author of 54 Ways to Stay Positive. She is has become, since I've known her, an expert in positive leadership with not only the perspectives, but the evidence too, right, Joanna?
And that's the cool part.
And give us that website again, please.
It's returnonhappiness.com.
Returnonhappiness.com. They can find all the stuff we've been talking about there, can't they?
Basically, yes.
Yeah,
there's a lot of, I post all my newsletters there and my tips. So my customer care tips have all this cool information in it.
All right. So check it out. So Joanna, in the previous segment we talked about the difference between regular leadership and positive leadership, mm-hmm. and it's not the same. And it's not redundant, by the way, folks. As I tried to prove earlier that it's redundant to say positive leadership. Joanna, you know, we went best 2 falls out of 3. She wrestled me to the ground and proved that I was wrong. So Joanna, what's the evidence?
Well, the evidence is that we now know that in companies where employees are happy. And we could have a whole conversation about what makes employees happy. But in companies where employees are happier, there's higher productivity, there's higher sales, 37% higher sales, 31% higher productivity. People become 3 times more creative. And in the end, we have better customer loyalty, which keeps the company more stable and helps it grow. What the scientists have discovered about positive emotions is when you're experiencing a positive emotion, the right side of your brain and the left side of your brain begin talking to each other a little more. So you have the capacity for expanded creativity. You actually solve problems quicker, and they have this documented. So you solve problems quicker. You can even do complex analysis quicker when you prime yourself to be in a positive mood first. So a leader has the opportunity to prime people to be positive. How do you do that? Well, you know, looking at someone's desk and saying, just like you and I do at the beginning of any conversation, mm-hmm. I say to you, how are your grandsons? And you say to me, how's your granddaughter?
Mm-hmm.
So you get somebody talking about something they love and appreciate, and that immediately puts them in positive emotion. Whenever we're in a state of gratitude, we're in a positive emotion. I have created a ritual at the end of every workshop and at the end of every meeting to do what I call a circle of appreciation.
Hmm.
So before people leave, I just ask the question, what is one thing about today's meeting that you really appreciate? And you can't even believe the amount of energy that leaves people on an absolute high. I just did a workshop.
I thought you were going to say you sang Kumbaya, but that's
yeah, everybody asked me that question.
It's even better than that, right?
Yeah, everybody asked me that question. They go, and I work with a group of guys here. Last year there were 40 men and one woman. This year there are 36 men and 4 women. But I've been working with them over time, and I just had them with me 2 weeks ago, and I was hurrying them through an exercise. I said, you know, because we have one exercise left. And it was really funny. Their ears perked up, and they go, are we going to do that circle thing again? Are you going to sing Kumbaya? But they loved it, and the client called me afterwards, and she said, what is it that you do when, because we literally make a circle, no depths in between or anything.
Wow.
We make a circle of 40 people, And everybody expresses their appreciation, and that creates like a vortex of energy, and people walk out of there, and it is unbelievable how they feel. And the client called me back. She said, "What is it that you do in that circle?"
And you said, that's my secret sauce, my special sauce.
Well, it's just nothing.
You have to pay me if you want to.
There is nothing special about
yeah.
it. It's that people are looking into the eyes of
but
the other
people. But it is special.
Just
it is
that,
special, Joanna. But it's the problem is it's not being done.
Yeah.
And it's,
yeah.
How would you incorporate that into an office?
You do it when you're sitting. You don't have to remove the table. So you're all sitting around the conference room table. You do, and we do it all the time. I do it
right.
all the time in offices. You're sitting around the conference room table, and the meeting is just about over, and this is something that goes on your agenda. And then the last item on your agenda is Circle of Appreciation. And you say, what is it about today's meeting that you really appreciate?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody goes around the room and starts with the sentence, I appreciate. I have a mastermind group that I'm with once a week. And it's my personal mastermind group. There's only four of us, and we never end a meeting without saying, what is it that you most appreciate about today's discussion?
Hmm.
And that leaves us all, because when you go to appreciation, it provides a certain, it creates a positive emotion, and it changes your heart rate variability. See, I think the thing that we didn't know before, which we know now, is that when we're happy, there's a physiology to happiness.
Right.
We have different chemicals.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No. It's. I know about that too. You can even. Sometimes you can even feel it.
You can usually feel it, and sometimes you can even see it.
ReturnOnHappiness.com. Is that right?
That's right.
That's the website, folks. Joanna Brandy. Thank you for 15 and a half great years. Come back soon.
Oh, thank you, Tim.
See you later, Joanna
thank
Brandy,
you.
Ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd have fun and get smarter. When Joanna
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.